Welcome to the very first edition of Rapidly Rotating Records for the year 2001 on Island Radio, KISL. We've got an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s for you this evening. Looking back at some events in history during this past week, we've got songs about roses, dimes, butter, and health. But we're going to start off with a set of international songs, because this past week, on January 1st in 1892, Ellis Island opened to begin the processing of what would amount to more than 20 million immigrants to the United States. The immigration center was also used as a deportation station, and later a Coast Guard station, and then a national park. Ellis Island is now a museum. So here, in commemoration of Ellis Island and all the people who passed through it, particularly those from Copenhagen, Spain, Egypt, and Shanghai, are some international songs, starting off with the Wolverines.
Thank you. You know, Ella was a dancing girl who started getting fat. And every day brought 2 more pounds to Ella. Look out. Till one day she found she lost her job because of that. Then to make it worse, poor Ella lost a fella. Oh, say. So she sailed to Egypt to forget. Yes, sir. But she made a hit. She's there yet. Oh, boy, if you hear of a gal who can shake and quake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, they're speaking of nobody but Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like him a plenty way out there. And she's got the love of every fella. Yes, sir. She does the dance, and when she stops by that river Nile, the boys all take their old sweethearts and throw them to the crocodiles. And every sheik in the audience jumps up and yells that she's immense. How they love, they love Egyptian Ella. Wow. Right in, ladies and gentlemen, see Egyptian Ella. Egyptian Ella, why she even, yes sir, just like jelly on a plate.
Some international songs to commemorate Ellis Island and the 20 million immigrants who passed through it. We just heard from George Wormack and his orchestra with the only known side that they ever recorded, Shanghai Shuffle, written by Gene Rodemich from an OK 78 from March of 1925. Before that, it was Ted Lewis and his orchestra, An Egyptian Ella, written by Walter Doyle, with Ted Lewis performing the vocal from March 5, 1931. Egyptian Ella was preceded by the Cook and Dreamland Orchestra recording in Chicago on October 7, 1926. Freddie Capard and Elwood Graham played cornet on that recording. Born in Louisville, Kentucky on September 3, 1891, bandleader and arranger Charles Doc Cook was an organist and pianist and was one of the first recipients of a doctorate from the American Conservatory of Chicago. Some of his records were credited to Doc Cook and his 14 Doctors of Syncopation. And we started the show with Copenhagen, written by Charlie Davis and recorded by the Wolverines on May 6, 1924. Formed in late 1923, the Wolverines, or Wolverine Orchestra, worked in clubs and dance halls in the Midwest for much of 1924, making occasional trips to a Jeanette recording studio. Included in the band at the time was Bix Beiderbecke. Other members were Dick Voynow on piano, Al Gandy trombone, George Johnson on tenor sax, clarinetist Jimmy Hartwell, Bob Gillette on banjo, Min Liebrook on tuba, and drummer Vic Moore. The Wolverines were influenced by the original Dixieland Jazz Band and by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. In fact, the Wolverines took their name from a New Orleans Rhythm Kings record issued by Jeanette in June 1923, The Wolverine Blues. The Wolverines were first to cut Copenhagen, but it was also recorded by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago 4 months after the Wolverines, and in 1925 it was recorded by Fletcher Henderson on Vocalion and by Kitty Irvin on Jeanette. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL 88.7, Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with some Rose songs when we return right after this. Last week, of course, was New Year's Day, the celebration of which includes the Rose Parade and the Tournament of Roses. The very first Tournament of Roses collegiate football game was played in Pasadena, California on January 1, 1902. Michigan trounced Stanford 49-0. It would be 14 years before another Rose Bowl game was held. On January 1, 1926, the Rose Bowl was carried coast-to-coast on network radio for the first time, with Graham McNamee providing the play-by-play on NBC Radio. So here to commemorate the new year and commemorate the Rose Parade and Tournament of Roses are some songs about, that's right, roses, starting off with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Thank you. I like that record. Gene Gulkhead and his orchestra recording for Victor in Camden, New Jersey on April 22, 1926, and Roses. The Gene Gulkhead Orchestra featured some of the best white jazz musicians of the 1920s. The 1926-27 version of the orchestra featured Bix Beiderbecke, Frankie Trumbauer, Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, Eddie Lang, and Joe Venuti, but when the band started to have financial problems, Paul Whiteman hired away most of those musicians. Bix Beiderbecke had a hard time with the Gulkhead Orchestra. He was fired for his inability to read music, but was rehired after he learned enough to get by. Gulkhead also helped organize McKinney's Cotton Pickers and the Orange Blossoms, which later became the Casa Loma Orchestra. He left the jazz business by the early 30s and worked as a booking agent and a classical piano soloist. Before Gene Gulkhead, it was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, and I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose from 1928. That was preceded by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Yankee Rose from January 25, 1927, and we started off that tournament of Rose songs with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies from 1928 and Roses of Picardy. Red's style was greatly influenced by Bix Beiderbecke, but he was an excellent sight reader. Nichols learned to play music from his father, who was a college music teacher. He started with a Midwestern band called the Syncopating Seven. After that band broke up, he moved to New York in 1923 and soon teamed up with trombonist Miff Mole, and the two would go on to make many great records together under a variety of names, such as Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, Arkansas Travelers, the Redheads, the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, the Charleston Chasers, and Miff Mole and his Little Molars. Red played on more than 4,000 records in the 1920s. He survived the Depression by working in Broadway shows, even leading the Pitt Orchestra for two of George Gershwin's shows, Girl Crazy and Strike Up the Band. In 1934, Red fronted a band for the radio show sponsored by Kellogg's Cereal and led many studio orchestras, including one for the Bob Hope Show. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I hope you'll tune in each and every Sunday evening at 6. Your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. We'll be back with Kaplan's Melodeons, Ruth Etting, Charlie Polloy, and Muggsy Spanier when we return right after this. Last week on January 3rd in 1938, the March of Dimes was established by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to fight poliomyelitis, with which Roosevelt himself was afflicted. The organization was originally called the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, as the disease was commonly known at the time. The March of Dimes accomplished its mission within 20 years. Research led by Dr. Jonas Salk and supported by all those dimes raised annually by thousands of volunteers resulted in the announcement in April 1955 that the Salk polio vaccine was safe, potent, and effective. The foundation also supported the research that led to the oral vaccine discovered by Dr. Albert Sabin. Today, the March of Dimes raises funds to support research, education, and community-based programs to prevent birth defects and help lower the rate of premature births and infant mortality. The March of Dimes is one of the 10 largest volunteer health agencies in the United States, with 101 chapters nationwide. So here to commemorate all the good work the folks at the March of Dimes do, and of course to all those who contribute, are a couple of songs about dimes. And you've probably already figured out what I'm going to play. Here's Ruth Etting.
I work at the palace ball, but she, that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features. had exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors, our sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there till closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dime.
Built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done, brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember, they called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember, I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? ¶¶
Charlie Palloy and his orchestra with Charlie himself on the vocal from October 1st, 1932, and Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And we started off our little tribute to the March of Dimes with Ruth Etting and 10 Cents a Dance. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7, Avalon. But now, thanks to modern technology, rapidly rotating records can be heard anywhere in the world, thanks to the World Wide Web. We can be heard streaming online at www.mpacproductions.com. That's mpakproductions.com, MPAC Radio, each Wednesday afternoon at 2 Pacific Time. So let your friends and relatives who live on the mainland and can't receive KISL know so that they too can listen to these same old scratchy records. On the same day as the March of Dimes was established, January 3rd, but a few years earlier in 1871, a fellow from Binghamton, New York, named Henry W. Bradley received a patent for margarine. Originally, margarine was white and was sold in plastic bags with a colored tab inside the bag. One had to break the tab and squish the yellow color throughout the margarine. Margarine was originally created by a Frenchman in response to an offer by Emperor Louis Napoleon III for the production of a satisfactory substitute for butter. The name margarine comes from the Greek word for pearl. So here to commemorate margarine are a couple of songs not about margarine, but about butter, starting off with Kaplan's Melodeons.
Thank you. you. Jive me, Jack.
Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band and Big Butter and Egg Man. Muggsy Spanier played trumpet with the Ted Lewis Band for a number of years and fronted many Dixieland groups both before and after his association with Ted Lewis. And before Muggsy Spanier, we heard Sweet Butter by Kaplan's Melodeons from an Edison Diamond disc recorded on October 18, 1923. This is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back right after this. Last week on January 3rd in 1938, the first broadcast of the serial drama Woman in White was presented on the NBC Red Network. It related the romance of a nurse and a young surgeon. The program remained on radio for 10 years and was one of the first to feature real, honest-to-goodness doctors and nurses in leading roles. So here for all those real, honest-to-goodness doctors and nurses out there are some songs about health. Good health and not so good health, starting off with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra.
You don't need pills, all you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you.
baby, there's no use kicking. Long as you've got your health.
Maybe you're right.
So you're down in the dumps.
No, sir.
With your bookie and with your broker. No use crying, you've got the joker. Long as you've got your health.
There's something in that.
Though you haven't got the fare to Paris or to Berlin.
Be glad you've got a healthy pair of arms to hold your girl in.
Help is right.
So you can't buy the ring.
No.
Or a honeymoon to Jamaica. But as broke as you are, she'll take you. Long as you've got your health.
High Fever, written by Joe Sanders, co-leader of Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra. That was Cookie's Ginger Snaps in Chicago on June 22, 1926, on cornet Freddie Capard. Freddie Capard was born in New Orleans in February 1890. He first learned to play accordion, mandolin, and violin, and at age 16 turned his attention to the cornet and led the Olympia Orchestra and played in marching bands, funerals, and Storyville clubs. He also played with the Eagle Band. In 1912, bass player Bill Johnson asked him to round up a group of musicians and come to Los Angeles with the promise of work. This band became known as the Original Creole Orchestra, and from 1912 to 1918, it toured the country in vaudeville shows and gave northern audiences their first taste of authentic New Orleans jazz. Capard settled in Chicago in the early 1920s and worked with several bands in the city, including Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra, Erskine Tate, Ollie Powers, and with Charles Elgar's Creole Orchestra at the Savoy Ballroom. In 1926, Capard's Jazz Cardinals recorded Stockyard Strut. Unfortunately, Freddie Capard was an alcoholic to the extent that he acquired the nickname Whale Mouth and became an unreliable band member. He continued to work up until 1928, when he came down with tuberculosis, which claimed his life in 1933. Before High Fever, we heard Ray Noble in his orchestra and Long As You've Got Your Health, and we started off our tribute to Women in White with Love Is Good for Anything That Ails You, Eddie Duchin in his orchestra with Lou Sherwood doing the vocal on that recording from 1937. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope you'll tune in again next week when we'll have more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Among other things, we'll be celebrating the birthdays of Gracie Fields, Russ Colombo, Sophie Tucker, and today. In the meantime, your comments and requests are most welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or by giving me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.